Good evening. Welcome to church. Stand with me and let's pray. Hallelujah. Thanks for showing up tonight. I appreciate you. Let's pray. Father God, Lord, we come to you in Jesus' name. And once again, we just ask that you would just have your way in this place tonight, oh God. What a privilege it is to come before you, oh God. Lord, but we can't do this without you. Lord, we just pray that you would have your way tonight. Lord, I pray that you'd open us up to receive all that you have for us tonight. I pray that you would direct every word, every song. Give us ears to hear your voice tonight, Lord. Be glorified in our praises, Lord. Let your anointing rest on each one, Lord. We're going to be careful to give you all the praise. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to enter his gates with thanksgiving. It is that time to be thankful, right? Although we should be thankful all the time, right? Here we go. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. And I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. Oh, he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. Recognizes that it's the season to be thankful, and so we get a great opportunity to let them know why we're thankful. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I'm thinking in lieu of family time, shall we just shake a few hands and get back? Just shake some hands by you. You get a hug from afar. We love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you, Jesus.
Made me glad. You have made.
Are you glad? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I found in the desert place, when I walked through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. How we're feeling, in spite of what we may or may not have, in spite of what we may think things should be. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe, your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread.
God, we find ourselves tonight in your presence. And have the very reality, Lord, tonight that we are a desperate people. the very breath that we breathe in is given by You. Every time our heart contracts and expands and pumps the life-giving blood flow through our veins, it's because You have ordained it. And God, Your children, sometimes we go through life, we go through our everyday activities with no thought, no mention, no care, no concern. That everything that we do is only because of You. Father, we're a desperate people. We're in the throes of what we call Thanksgiving. Lord, where we celebrate literally a time where pilgrims got together with some Native Americans and celebrated a dinner and gave thanks for the bounty of the land. But it was a time, Lord, when You were Lord of all. When, for the most part, the whole of the nation recognized You as God. And were thankful for what You had done. And the reality, this nation was established because people wanted to serve You. My, how far we have drifted. God, call Your people back. Call Your people back, Lord, to a right relationship. Lord, as we gather around Thanksgiving tables in the coming weeks, may we truly be thankful for what You've done. Lord, may we recognize the sense of urgency and the desperation, Lord, that we have this song. I'm desperate for You, Lord. This is the very air that I breathe. I'm desperate for You. I'm desperate for You, Lord. I'm literally lost without You. There's a world out there, Father, tonight, and You very well know that they're lost and undone without Your Son. And Lord, You have called us, Your church, to take the message out there. To let them know that there is a God, that there is a way. But it's a narrow way, but it's a way. The fact that You've given us a way at all is absolutely amazing. So God, I thank You for that tonight. I pray for every person. The sound of My voice, whether watching tonight by way of the internet or seated here in this house. Lord, I ask You to touch Steve as he prepares to go in for some more tests, Lord, on his arm, Father God, that we just decree and declare right now tonight that it is not cancer in the name of Jesus. The Lord, You have taken care of that, Lord, and I just pray that God, You would make him every bit whole. God, I pray for Jim tonight, Lord, that You would continue to heal him and heal his gums, Lord, and heal his chest and his esophagus and his throat, Lord. Lord, we lift Benny and Joanne to You tonight, Lord, who is in the hospital even this very hour right now, preparing to have her toes amputated, Lord, from lack of blood flow. God, I pray that You'd bring peace in the midst of that storm. God, oftentimes we want to know why. We look for an explanation, but You're God and You don't have to give us one. But that doesn't stop us from asking, Lord. So I pray for peace and comfort and contentment for both Benny and Joanne, Lord. And I pray, God, Your healing virtue. God, I pray now for our offering, Lord, and ask that You would touch the offering, bless the gift and the giver. Lord, I pray that You'd bring the increase Father, we thank you for all that you've done and all you are doing in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen and amen. God bless you as you give. If you go to our website at harvestca.org, you will see on there a giving button. Over on the upper right-hand corner of our bar there, of the information bar, there is a give button. And if you just click on that, it'll pop up another screen. And on the left-hand side, it says online. Little button over, it says envelope. And that's for when you get back to church, you can give the old-fashioned way if you'd like. And give in an envelope. And then over on the other side, there's another button. It's called Tithely. And that's actually an app on your phone, and you can click on that and walk through that process and be able to just give right there from your phone at any time. And for online giving, you just click on the little green button there, and it will walk you through the process of being able to give online. It's a very secure site. Everything about it is secure. You don't have to worry about your identity being stole or any of those kinds of things. So that's up there for you to be able to give. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You going to stay up there? All right. All right. What? Not until I get off, yo. Wow. I know it. He gets that from his mother. I don't know if you... Ron, good to see you, buddy. Did you get my message? Good, good, good. I was afraid my phone was broke. That's horrible. Oh, man. Well, it's good to have you with us, man. You've been missed. You have been missed. You know, it's a... I don't know. Sometimes I just feel like this whole internet thing, like they're creepers. You know? If you were here on Sunday night, we had a really good time here Sunday night. About halfway through it, I just felt impressed to just shut the video camera off and just talk, share my heart with the body. And I talked a lot about our commitment to the Lord and about, you know, making Him a priority in our life and not allowing anything to knock Him off of the throne of our life. And then day before yesterday, it might even have been just yesterday, but I was looking at Facebook, and on Facebook there was a picture of a stadium. It might have been Mile High Stadium in Denver. It might have been Lambeau Field in Green Bay. I don't know exactly what the field was, but the stands were full of people. And the people in the stands were covered, literally covered in snow. Covered. They had like 4 inches of snow on them. And they sat through the entire game like that. And the caption on the thing was, if we could get that kind of participation and loyalty in the house of God, what could we do to impact the world? And I thought, after what I talked about Friday or Sunday night, and then to see that, it was such a reality. We will do what is important to us. And if it means supporting my team and sitting through, Tammy and I have been to Wisconsin and you know, when it's cold out. And I mean, you breathe and you got to knock your breath out of the way so you can keep going. It just freezes right there. It's cold, and them people never even, they're there for their team. And they probably paid $300 to sit there. And who knows how much they spent in getting $10 bottles or cups of hot cocoa or coffee or whatever. You know, I mean, the thing that got me was they're sitting there covered in snow, refusing to leave because they're supporting their team. What would happen if we got that kind of support in the house of the Lord? Amen. Those are the things that that pique my attention and kind of just rattle around up here. And so, you know, it's got to break the heart of God. It has got to break the heart of God. And so I want to commend you for being here tonight. Last night, I wish Bill and Tabitha was here. Last night, they grief share. Wow. I pulled in the parking lot and I thought I'd missed Wednesday night church. I mean, the parking lot was full of cars. There was 31 people in here for grief share last night. I couldn't believe it. That thing has, like one of the ladies said last night, that the first night that they had grief share, there was more leaders than there were participants. There was 31 people there last night. I mean, that thing is just growing, which speaks to the need in the area for that kind of stuff. And the interesting thing was the people that were there the very first night are still here. This is their third go-round. They're going through it over and over because it's just a part of their life that they need. And so I'm grateful that Harvest Christian Assembly is able to meet that need for those people. I haven't really put a plug in for this for a while, but in February we will be going back down to Phoenix for pastor school, and which is where the idea was birthed in Bill and Tabitha to launch that grief share ministry. And so we're hoping to take some of you with us this year down there. It's going to cost some money, so be saving your water bottles and Coke cans and stuff and turning them in to make a way, because obviously the church can't afford to take everybody down there and pay your way. But we'd sure love for you to get in an environment where God can light a fire under you and really get you going. Amen. Enough of that. Tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, Women to Women. Tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, our choir practice. I've only made it to one session of choir practice. I apologize for that, but I was busy. I was hunting. All right. But it is good. I am for me, it is a dream reality coming true, because I love choirs. And I love being a part of it. And when God's people, because people, and I say this in the kindest way possible, but even people that really aren't singers can be a part of the choir and just sing for the glory of God. And it's such a great environment. Kathy is very patient and is a teacher. She's a teacher. And she does know what she's doing, yeah. In spite of what she has to work with, in me and Mike sitting in. If he would just behave himself, see, we'd get a lot. You heard wrong, Pilgrim. Jiminy Christmas. I know it. Yeah. But anyway, so Thursday night 6 o'clock choir practice. Friday night 6:30. For men only. Sunday, there will be a baptism. Right here, Sunday. Can you handle getting that set up for us, Gene? Thank you very kindly. So we will have a baptism on Sunday. Little Johnny's going to get baptized. I promised to hold him down until he bubbled. And... he just laughed. He thought that was the funniest thing. Oh, Lord. I think it's good to have fun in church. Amen. Father, I thank you for your word, and I pray, God, you'd help me to divide it, rightly divide your word in such a way that we could leave here tonight with something of your word that we can apply to our life in an everyday fashion. And for that, I thank you. I praise your holy name. I ask you to anoint the body, anoint the preacher. God, help us to learn from your word and be an impact in our city. In Jesus' name, amen. So I wanted a fresh launching pad tonight, and so we're backing back up. And it, Ron, I'm going to blame it on Ron because he hasn't been here for a couple weeks, and so I don't want you to miss out on anything. So I'm backing up, okay, just a little bit. So that you don't, you know, we don't want you lagging behind, all right? So, you know, everybody else, we're just, this is for you tonight, brother. Not really. God's blessings on true worshipers, and again, I feel like sometimes I have to remind us over and over that this is a Bible study about what it means to worship God. That it's so much more than singing. We worship God in our giving. We worship God. We ought to be able to worship God in our everyday life. Amen? In the things that we do, the conversations that we have, we should be worshiping God. And so the blessings on true worshipers, it also it includes all of those things and the things that we've talked about, but an important aspect is the reality that He sends manifestations of His Holy Spirit among His people, among us. And we've seen that. On Sunday, we prayed for a lady on Sunday, and she was experiencing a lot of pain and headaches and stuff, and we prayed for her after service. And before she left here, that pain was diminishing and it was going away, because it's just one of those manifestations of the Spirit of God that takes care of those things. And so tonight, again, I want you to go back with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we're going to pick it up at verse 7 and read through verse 13. And I'm going to kind of just fly through this a little bit, because we have covered it before, but, I want to keep trying to tie all this stuff together, so that we don't lose what we've gained in the weeks prior. Amen. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. That's a great verse. It's a great place even to just stop and think about what was just said. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. So every one of us have got some manifestation inside of us from the Holy Spirit of God. Do you realize that tonight? Every one of us have some impartation of the Holy Spirit in our life. And it should primarily and firstly, it should be a blessing to each one of us as an individual, but it doesn't stop there. It's not for us to just contain and hold within ourselves. It's for the profit, according to this verse, of all of us. Amen? I mean, we talked about it on Sunday about the places where we sit, where it can be dark if somebody's not there, or like that light wasn't working and that whole corner was just dark over there because of one light that wasn't working. And in the spiritual realm, when the Lord is the light of our life, and if we're not here, we're not letting our light shine, which I blew it, by the way, Sunday morning. I blew it a couple times on Sunday, but quite frankly. But I spoke on the light of the Lord, and my grandchildren had a special called this little light of mine, and I completely was so engrossed in all that was going on that I spaced that out, and they didn't get to sing, so they had to sing Sunday night. But it would have been very, very fitting. But we each one need to be mindful that we have the light of Christ in us. And what He does in us should profit the rest of the body. Amen? For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit. To another, the word of knowledge through the same Spirit. And to another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. And to another, discerning of spirits. To another, different kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills. For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. So the purpose of spiritual gifts then is to enable the believers to do the ministry, the work to which God has called them. Listen, I don't know why the church has bought into this idea that the work of ministry should be done by the pastor and the staff of the church. Because that's not the mandate of Scripture. The mandate of Scripture is that we ought to all be doing what God has given us to do. Well, some would say, well, He hasn't given me anything to do. Yes, He has. You just haven't taken time to develop the relationship between you and Him to figure it out. Whew. Thank you, Ray. Amen. So this word prophet means edification. What does edification mean? To build up. To build up. So prophet means to build up. It means advantage. It means benefit. So believers are equipped with spiritual gifts primarily for the benefit and the edification of others, not for themselves. Glory. So the gifts aren't given to believers for their own gratification or for them to reveal in a sense of, or rather to revel in some sense of self-importance or super spirituality. When we pray for somebody and God does something, we need to be quick to realize it doesn't have very much to do with us. It has everything to do with God. We were simply a vessel. We're simply an instrument that He uses. The believer does, of course, profit, and we do, in fact, benefit from the gifts. But we are gifted primarily to edify and to help other people. And the church said, amen. So, we see this in the word manifestation, and it also means to be openly and publicly seen. So the gifts of the Spirit are to be openly and publicly used. Amen? They are to be manifest to the church and used to edify the church, to build up the church. That's why the Bible says in another place that we should provoke. Hello? Provoke, spur, strongly encourage, incite to riot. That's praise. That's praise. To spin violently is to rejoice. But to spur one another on as we see the day approaching. Amen? It's just part of this. So not only are they to manifest the church and edify the church, but they're to be manifest to the world. The world ought to see what we're doing. Amen? There ought to be some light leaking out of us when we're in the world. Amen? Mike and I was in town today doing a little shopping, and a few times we were able to say, well, you were talking about the little lights and stuff that you were looking for, and he said, oh, please, Lord, let there be some here. And I thought, I wonder what the lady just thought when you said that. She never commented. She never said anything. But the thought ran through my mind in that moment. I wonder how that impacted her. It's just little things like that that we can just slip that into a conversation. And some of them might provoke them one way or the other. But at any rate, they know. We went to Home Depot, and I was looking for wheels for a roll-around table that I was looking to build, and they wanted $14 a wheel. $14 a wheel. And wouldn't you know, tucked away in the very back of the shelf, there was a bag there, and it had four wheels in it. And two of the wheels even had brakes on it. We looked everywhere. There was not another bag that even came close to resembling that bag. And Mike said, I'm going to take this bag. I'm going to go find out, because it was not marked. There was no price tag on it. And so he ran down somebody, and they said, well, it was like, what, $20 or something for all four wheels. And we recognized right away it was the... I'm trying to do the preaching here. She took it right from me, didn't she? It's true, though. It's true, though. But how many times would we just simply say, well, you know what? Somebody just... It was just there, and we just put it in our shopping cart, and we just go on. But it's in that moment when we have a decision to make, can I or will I give God the glory because that was there? We told them. It was the favor of God. It was. And I stood for 10 minutes in the line waiting for checkout because I refused to self-checkout. I didn't care. When they start giving me a discount for my own self-checkout, then I'll go self-checkout. Otherwise, somebody that's getting paid is going to check me out. Sorry. Moving along now. You know what? He don't need my money. The gifts of the Spirit, folks, are given to every man and every woman and every child. What do we do with them? Do we leave them? I mean, there's folks that leave their Bible in their seat after Sunday because they're probably not going to touch it anyway until they get back the next Sunday. It's sad, but it's true. It's true. I've seen it happen. We've been given a gift. We need to use those gifts. They're not given only to the educated and the outstanding. You know how I know? You're pretty quick. You guys are pretty quick. Every believer is given some spiritual gift by the Spirit of God, and it is given because it is needed in the church and the world, needed to help in ministering to people and in reaching the lost for Christ. The list of the different gifts is given to show just how diverse the gifts of the Spirit really are, and they are diverse. And not everybody has them all. Some have, everybody at least has one. Everybody. Everybody. And again, the reason for that is because they don't spend enough time with the Lord to find out what it is. I don't think you lose it. He put it in you for a reason. The reality is it gets piled so deep down inside that we don't even know that it's there because we just, you know, we don't use it. I've got tools that I haven't touched in a long time because they've been out in a shed, but I can't wait to get my... I mean, it's like Christmas. You know, it's like Christmas. We're getting some things organized and stuff. It's like, whoa, look what I got. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, but it's true. The list is only partial. There's a lot of other gifts mentioned in a bunch of other passages. But the point is critical for the church to learn and to practice the use of the gifts. And so the gifts are repeated. All the gifts just cover that we just read about are given by one and the same Spirit. We've got to understand that. It's the same Spirit. God's gifts don't come from any other source. They come from God and God alone. True spiritual gifts, you can't earn them. They're never merited and they're never worked up by men. Ever. No man deserves the gift of the grace of God. Whew. I guarantee you I don't deserve it, but man, am I grateful that He has given me that gift. The gift of grace. And it's given to everyone. Therefore, there is no room for self-importance or super spirituality or for controversy. So many people are trying to disprove the Bible when so many ways the Bible has proved itself over and over and over and over. Listen, I've read enough about hell that I'm not trying to disprove. If I want to disprove anything, it's going to be hell. Amen? I don't want no part of that. I do not want any part of that. The burning and the fire and the gnashing of teeth and all the utter darkness and all that kind of stuff. You know what? Maybe a person can handle that. But the idea of being eaten by bugs. I'll do it. I'll get there. Eaten by bugs day in and day out, but never being consumed. That don't sound like a good time. I can't wait to get in the presence of God where all is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. No more tears to dim the eye. Amen? I mean, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm looking for. The Spirit of God endows the gifts to every man exactly as He wills. He has given you, think about this, the gift that God has given you, He gave that thing to you, He handpicked that for you. Anthony, He handpicked your giftings. He's been so in love with you from day one, from before the foundations of the earth, that He said, Ron, I've got this gift. I've got these gifts, and I'm going to bestow them upon you because I am entrusting them to you and to you and to you and to you for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so I'm bestowing these gifts. God Almighty gave me those gifts. God Almighty gave you those gifts. We're just like, oh, great. Oftentimes, it's like, oh, okay. It's like giving somebody a chainsaw and they're going, oh, great, now I have to work. You ever notice when people are looting back, when all the bad stuff's going on, people start looting, you notice they're not stealing work boots, gloves, you know, tools. They're not stealing that kind of stuff. They want... I'm sorry. Big screen TVs. Cheetos, you know, Game Boys. What? Is that not a thing? Oh, well, worked for me. All right. Thanks, Ron. See, the Spirit of God endows the gifts to every man as exactly as He wills. He knows what gifts are needed. He knows where they are needed all over the world, which brings me to another point of interest, is the reality that the gift that He gave you, it coincides with where you are. You're in downtown Myrtle Creek, Oregon. And my God has looked ahead in time and He's put gifts in you and in me to impact Myrtle Creek, Oregon right now, today, in 2022. That's what year I'm living in. Amen? See, He knows what gifts will edify the church the most and what gifts can be the most effective to reach the world and to minister to the desperate needs of all mankind. That's why it was so great that Kathy sang that song, "I'm desperate for you. This is the air I breathe." If you don't think air is important, hold your breath. Let me know how that works. He meets the needs of all believers in our respective calls and localities. He called you and appointed you for such a time as this. Isn't that amazing? It just absolutely amazes me that He has called us as a unit in Myrtle Creek, Oregon, in 2022, the year of our Lord. We could have been born any time. I mean, we could have been born in the space age or whatever. We could have been born in the wagons and the pioneer days. If I was picking, I'd be picking that. But I didn't get to choose. God preordained for me to be right now. Think about that. Think about the awesomeness of that. Every one of us, from the oldest to the youngest. Where's Casey Cole as he... Did you hear him singing over here? He was singing. This is a year. I was thinking, that right there could be a future worship leader. He's exercising the gifts. He plays that guitar like a wild man. He broke a string on Sunday morning and it just... I can see him becoming a worship leader. Exercise. It might not sound like anything to us now, but if that's true, and if God imparted that gift of worship in that little boy, that sounds pretty awesome to God. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he gets into it. Yeah. I'm not teaching him nothing. How can I teach him? I don't know how to do it. I can't teach him. He does watch me. Which, by the way, be very careful because somebody's watching you. And what you do, they will do. And so we must be careful. Amen? Wow. Yeah. A lot of times we're reminded by watching what they do. And they say, well, that's what you did. And then you're like,
What you allow your kids to do or what you do, then the next generation will take that to excess and do. And that's how it goes downhill.
Take a look around.
Instead of going up.
Take a look around us. And you'll see that is exactly what is playing out in our world right now. For sure. It is already after 7. Well, Kathy took so long in worship. That worship leader. I am doing a lot of blaming tonight, aren't I? Listen. You know what? I just really feel like encouraging everybody to do what God has put in us. Amen? Figure it out. Get before God. Find out what He's given you as a gift. Get in His Word. Look at your life. What are some things that you like to do? That's probably a gift of God. Use it. See, anyway, now, try something, do something. I'm really not a carpenter, but like Mike said, we're building some things. Yes, sir.
Imagine, or when you get home, you try this. Get a glass. That glass is you. Fill it with water. You ask God to bless you. You want God to keep blessing you. Keep dumping water in it. It's just going to run over the top.
Yeah.
God wants you to use those blessings He gave you so He can give you some more. Your salvation. You accepted Christ as your Savior. God filled you. Use that so God can fill you again.
Yep. Yep. Got to splash some of it out if we want to refill. Amen. Well, glory. Father. He bought me lunch today at Carl's Jr. He said, Pastor, you've got to try this sandwich. I said, all right. He said, it's a chicken Santa Fe salad, or sandwich. And he said, tell him to put extra green chilies on it. And I said, all right. So we did. And he hands it to me after I eat all my French. I mean, just being very gracious and you put ketchup on the lid of the thing, and while I'm driving down the road, I can dip the fries in the ketchup. I mean, just being gracious. And then I got done with all that, and so he hands me this chicken sandwich in the wrapper thing. But knowing what I know now, I'm pretty sure he funneled it. He didn't tell me that it was the sloppiest thing that they had on the menu. And I didn't know it, and so I'm eating this thing, and when I get to my house, I'm finished eating it up, and I get to my house, and the whole front of me is covered in green juice from this burger, and I didn't even know it. Yeah. He set me up. No, I was wearing this shirt, actually. You can see it right there. Anyhow, I love it. I'm going to lick it a little bit later, but suck that stuff out. All right, let's pray. We got to bring this thing to a close. I want to encourage you guys to reach out to one another. Let God use you, be a blessing to the body, and be thankful for all that God's doing for us. Amen. Father, I thank you for this night. I thank you for your word. I thank you for the worship. Lord, we look forward to all the services throughout the remainder of this week with the women and the men and choir practice and in church and the baptism on Sunday. God, I just pray, Lord, that you would have your hand in everything that we do. Have your hand upon every one of us, God. Keep us from straying this way or that way. Help us to stay on the straight and narrow. Help us to stay in tune with you, God. And I thank you for it all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. God go with you. We shall see you later.